This is Deep Dive into Joy, and I'm your host, Gina Rickner. Hey, Joy listeners, it's your host, Gina. Welcome back to Deep Dive into Joy, a podcast where we explore purpose, faith, and joy from God in everyday life. We also speak on health and wellness sometimes, too, just because it's very important to me. But today, we are going to dive into something that is close to my heart as well, and maybe yours, too. This one's about serving the church. What the Bible says about it, and how we can actually find joy in the process. Let's be real. Sometimes serving is hard. It's messy, it's inconvenient, and it definitely stretches us. But Scripture paints a picture that serving isn't just a duty, it's a source of deep fulfillment and joy. So today, we're unpacking that. Let's go. We bring to you Nello, the sponsor of this podcast. Drink Nello, wellness that works like you do. At Drink Nello, they believe wellness should be simple, effective, and actually enjoyable. That's why they created science-backed super powders, powered by real ingredients and cutting-edge research to support the real you. They are also third-party tested and clinically studied researched. When you visit their website, you will find Super Focused, which is dial in without the crash, Super Greens, daily nutrition without the grassy aftertaste, and Super Calm, which is my personal favorite. This is stress support that actually works. No guilt, no judgment, no overpriced nonsense. Just clean, functional wellness that fits your life. Like I said, my personal favorite product is their Super Calm. I love to drink it after a long day of work to de-stress and unwind for bedtime or just a midday calmness drink. They have the new Cherry Limeade, which is my absolute favorite flavor, but all the flavors are delicious. This one includes magnesium, ashwagandha, L-theanine, and vitamin D. It helps manage occasional stress, supports healthy cortisol levels, and promotes quality sleep. Discover relaxation without the drowsiness. You can use my link, drinknello.com/Gina Richter, that's all capital, or use my code Gina Richter, all capital, for 10% off your order. This link can be found in the show notes and under my highlights on Facebook and Instagram at gina.richter. Drink Nello. Feel good, stay sharp, live well. Okay, guys, I'm glad that you're here with me today. We're going to start by grounding ourselves in some scripture. The Bible doesn't just suggest serving, it actually commands it. So in 1 Peter 4:10, it says, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." Now that's pretty powerful. We're not just volunteers, we're actually stewards of grace. That means the gifts God has given us, whether it's teaching, hospitality, music, administration, or just showing up for someone, it's not ours to hoard. They are meant to be given away, poured out for others. In Romans 12, it reminds us that we are one body in Christ, and each member belongs to all the others. In verse 11, it says, "Never be cocking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord." Okay, did you all notice that? Serving the church isn't just helping people. It's actually serving the Lord. And not that we get to heaven by our good works, but many of us will receive different crowns for the serving we have done here on earth. So when we greet someone at the door, when we volunteer in the kids ministry, when we stay late stacking chairs, yes, you heard me, even stacking chairs, we're not just doing tasks, we're honoring God with our lives. We're going to take a look at modeling our service. If anyone had the right not to serve, it was Jesus. He was literally God in the flesh, worthy of honor and glory. But how did he choose to live? In Mark 10:45, it tells us, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." That's our model, folks, right there. In John 13, he does something wild here. He washes the disciples' feet. They're dirty, dusty, calloused, disgusting feet. I don't think you would catch me washing feet, but that was the job of the lowest servant. But Jesus does it so willingly. And then he says, "Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet." Jesus tells us if we want to exceed in the kingdom, we are to be last, not first. That tells us something deep. True leadership in the kingdom looks like humility. It looks like serving without applause, and it looks like doing the unnoticed work with love. Now let's talk about motivation. Why do we serve? Sometimes it's easy to serve for recognition, for the thank you, the platform, the spotlight. But Jesus challenges us to serve with a pure heart. In Matthew 6, Jesus says, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. Your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." So real service often happens behind the scenes. God sees it, he honors it, and here's the beautiful truth. When we stop serving for approval and start serving from love, our joy grows. Because it's not about being seen. It's about being faithful to our Lord and Savior. So how should we find joy in serving? Now let's shift some gears. How do we find joy in service, especially when it's tiring or when we feel unseen? Here's some four keys that I found. Number one, stay connected to the source. Joy comes from Jesus, not just from doing things for him. In John 15:5, it says, "I am the vine. You are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Make time for prayer and the word. Don't serve on empty. Number two, serve in our gifting. God wired you uniquely. In Ephesians 2:10, it says, "We are God's workmanship, created to do good works he prepared in advance for us to do." If you love people, greet, mentor, lead small groups. Excuse me, guys, I'm battling through a cold, so I'm trying here. If you love logistics, help organize or plan. If you love kids, then help serve the kids ministry. Joy comes when you serve in your lane. Number three, community and service. Some of my closest friendships have come through serving alongside others. When you sweat together, pray together, cry and laugh together, that's where you grow, and you're not alone. Number four, remember your why. At the end of the day, we serve because we love Jesus. We serve because he first served us. That's why joy can even come when we're working hard. I know personally that I was having a hard time finding where to serve in the church because I'm just the person that loves doing it all. And I wasn't exactly sure where God wanted me to be, especially walking through my cancer diagnosis. I felt like at that time I needed to take a step back. And, you know, just serving fully, I just wasn't able to do that. And now that I'm kind of on the better end of things, I'm getting back into being able to serve. And, you know, it took a lot of praying of where he wanted me to be. Personally, I was burned out before my diagnosis. I was showing up to serve, but not showing up with a full heart. And I was doing all the right things, but not finding the joy in it. How can, when we pray and we ask God where He wants us to be, He's going to give us the answer. And if we use the gifts that He's given us, then we're going to know where to serve. And we need to go back to the feet of Jesus. Just sitting with Him, letting Him remind me that I'm not valuable because I serve, I'm valuable because I'm God's. And from that place of love, I could pour out again with joy. If you're there right now, burned out, tired, this could leave even on the side of just life in general, like not just serving, but Jesus sees you. He wants your heart, and from that place, He'll refill your joy. So, what have we seen today? Well, the Bible calls us to serve, that's for sure. Not out of guilt or pressure, but out of love. Jesus modeled it, the early church lived it, and we're invited to join it. When we serve with joy, we reflect the heart of Christ to a hurting world. If you're serving right now, I just personally want to thank you, especially in the kids' ministry, because that's where I'm serving. And that's literally raising up our future, and it can be really hard sometimes. But that's leading kids to Jesus at a young age so that they have a great start in life and hopefully model what Jesus did as well. Our children are our future. And if you're wondering where to start, I want you to go to the feet of Jesus. Ask God. He will show you. And if you are weary, He's not asking for your performance. He's inviting you into rest. Let's close with this reminder from Galatians 6:9. Let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Keep going, keep serving, and let the joy of the Lord be your strength. This verse is a powerful reminder that even in the messiness, exhaustion, or unseen moments of service, God is definitely at work. He's weaving all of it together. Your obedience, our sacrifice, your effort for your good and His glory. If you're in a season where you feel unnoticed, this verse is an anchor for His truth. God sees it and He's using it. My favorite Bible verse to close out this episode is from Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. If you're local and don't have a church to go to, I just want to personally invite you to join us at TCC in Clearfield. We're across from the fairgrounds. Our service is at 10:45 on Sundays. We would love to have you, and we definitely have many serving opportunities. All right, joy listeners, it's time to go subscribe to my YouTube page at youtube.com/Gina-Richter00. I would love for you to also follow me on all the podcast platforms from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music. You can also find me on rss.com. And if you can, please take a moment to leave me a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I would also like for you all to reach out to me, and if there's a topic you would like me to speak on, I would love to hear from you. If you're interested in coming on, you can also message me on Facebook or Instagram. I would love to get to sit down with you, get to know you, and hear your testimony or whatever it is that you find joy in talking about. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at gina.rickner. And as always, go out and find the joy today. Bye, friends.